Adam Pengilly, good morning.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie.
Have you heard the big news?
What's the big news?
Well, for safety reasons,
Yeah.
Bunnings are now instructing everybody
Yes.
to put their onions on the bottom of the sausage sandwich on the weekends.
How ridiculous.
Yeah, that's breaking news. People said, look, if you turn the sandwich upside down, the onions will still be on the top.
That's if
Fair
you get
enough.
Two slices of bread, yeah. Well, Bullwinkle's outraged because he goes, what about certain groups? They buy the cheap bread at Bunnings. He's not happy about the bread.
Oh, really?
Don't worry about the sausage. Yeah. Don't worry about
it's
sausage and the
cause.
Onion. He's worried about the bread.
Huey Bowman, he's, well, he had it's an okay result yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think in the NTK it was probably a win of sorts for him, wasn't it, really? He had his overall suspension reduced from 35 meetings to 23. On top of that, he has now incurred a $10,000 fine, which I don't think is the biggest deal in the world for someone of stature in the game. But I suppose the big thing was he didn't quite shave enough meetings off that suspension to be able to ride the Japan Cup. So he's still going to miss the Japan Cup on Cheval Green. But having said that, with that reduction, he is able to ride at the Hong Kong International Race meeting in early December now. So that's probably a big bonus for Huey. He's available to ride in that. Then he will be able to get to Japan after that and probably ride Cheval Grand in the Arima Kinnan a couple of days before Christmas. So I suppose it wasn't the worst result in the world there. I suppose there was a little bit of conjecture about why he did return to scale overweight on Marmelo, and he did discuss a few of those reasons why he thought he might have done that. But I think in the end, when Huey walked out of the Racing Appeals and Discipline Board yesterday, he's probably a reasonably satisfied man.
Yeah, can we explain to people? In the end, he argued he was actually only 100 grams over because there were plenty of blokes who probably weighed in 900 grams over. But that extra 100 grams, he believes it was a harsh penalty for being 100 grams over. Many of our listeners who may be back Marmelo and viewers, Adam, they disagree. They're not so happy.
Yeah, that's right, TK. So how it works is you've got a 500-gram allowance from what you weigh out at when you come back in. So when Huey initially weighed out for the race, he was 56.4, I think it was, including the 1 kilo for the vest. And when he came back in, I think it was 57, so which that's 600 grams over than what he weighed out at. And he gave a couple of reasons why he thought he might have done that, and he took full responsibility for it. I think one of them was he didn't weigh out with his colours, which is probably a little bit of a no-no, bit of a mistake there. He said he had a very small sip of water and had half a cup of tea before he went out to ride Marmelo in the Melbourne Cup because he was feeling pretty lightheaded when he went out for the parade of the jockeys and the national anthem. So there are a couple of reasons why he thought he might have gone over. And also, I think he said that Huey Morrison, the trainer of Marmelo, might have changed a girth cover as well in between Huey weighing out and going out to jump up aboard Marmelo for the race. The one thing, guys, that I don't understand is in some of these big races, if you're in the weighing room there, they weigh out for, say, a Melbourne Cup, probably close to an hour and a half before the race.
Yeah.
There's at least an hour or 70-minute gap between the race before the Melbourne Cup and the actual Melbourne Cup. I think it just opens up the door for uncertainty and too much weight fluctuations for these jockeys. I just don't understand why they have to weigh up so far in advance of a big race like that.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Now, Eagle Farm's been out of play up there in Brisbane for, nearly 4 years? Is that right? Nearly
mate,
4 years?
You know what? It will be.
Yeah. It looks as though it could be up and running before Christmas.
Yeah, that's right, Laurie. I heard some comments from Mick Goody yesterday, I think, on Sky Racing, saying that there's every chance they might return to racing at Eagle Farm on December 22. Now, that's not locked in by any stretch of the imagination, but he's hoping they'll have some jump outs on the track early next month. And if all goes to plan, maybe they can have a race meeting there on December 22. So you did mention it's been forever. The Eagle Farm's been out of commission. I suppose it was used fleetingly for a couple of meetings about a year or so ago. But hopefully, fingers crossed, we can get this track back up and going. And Mick's been up there doing some extensive work in Brisbane with Eagle Farm. And all the reports are that it's coming along nicely, but until it's actually going to be raced on this time, I don't think anyone's going to make any judgments. So hopefully, before Christmas, we'll be back in commission to see Eagle Farm return to racing.
I was about to say a really silly thing. I was about to say I love betting at Eagle Farm as a track. But then my wife would say, well, you just...
love betting
everywhere. But I do like betting at Eagle Farm. Your horse gets an absolute fair dinkum chance if they're good enough.
I'm surprised you even remember what it's like betting at Eagle Farm.
I know.
It's been that long.
I enjoy it as a track. I really do.
Yeah.
And a venue.
We can never stress how much work Dooman has done to prop up that Queensland industry in the last few years, but we just need a change, don't we, up there? We just need a bit of variety, another track there to ease the workload.
You'll see different, and formal change too. Mm. Yeah, that'll
Absolutely.
Be the other thing up
Absolutely.
There, formal change completely.
Adam, IBAC Youngstar in the Melbourne Cup, did it pull up a little bit sore after that, did it?
Yeah, no, I think it was pulled up okay, Laurie, to tell you the truth. But Chris Waller, as he usually does, a lot of his star horses, just gave him a routine sort of check and a few scans before he actually went to the spelling paddock and found a few little minor bone chips. So she's had surgery in the last week or so for that. She's recovering and nothing too serious at this stage, Chris stressed. But hopefully he's planning to have her back in the second half of the Autumn Carnival. So I wouldn't be tipping we'll see Young start up and going early in the autumn, maybe sort of stay for a couple of races late in the Sydney autumn and maybe even push on a carnival like Brisbane. I'm not quite sure what Chris's plans are, but yeah, Chris just notified the general public and all punters out there that she had a few little minor bone chips, she had surgery and everything will be A-okay.
Hats off to Chris Waller for keeping people informed about what's happening with the star horses in his stable as well. Hawkesbury today, do you have one or has it been scratched?
I do have one, TK, but it's been scratched. So if you give me 2 minutes, I'll text through to the boys. My tip, you made me read it out.
No worries.
On Twitter a bit later. So, yeah, I apologise about that. I just checked 5 minutes ago and it was scratched.
Yeah, good meeting come up at Hawkesbury today, midweeker at Hawkesbury on the Wednesday.
And quickly, Adam, Winterbottom Stakes news. One of the favourites is out.
Yeah, bad news for Joe Pride, Laurie. Baller Muscle had a barrier trial there at Canterbury. Sprint basically his last sort of serious hit out before flying west over to Perth. And he bled from both nostrils, so he's going to incur that mandatory 3-month ban. And unfortunately, Joe won't be able to send Baller Muscle over to Perth for the Winterbottom Stakes, which is really bad news. That horse has been absolutely flying in his campaign, both down in Melbourne and Sydney. So that's one of the high-profile horses from the east that won't be heading over to Perth. I suppose we've still got Malaguerre. Fedora's going to probably defend her crown in the Winterbottom Stakes, but definitely no Baller Muscle over there for the Winterbottom.